keep the fire hotter. Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul declares himself to be an apostle. Not because men have said he is, but because God had positioned him to be an apostle. Now, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1, speaking of Jesus, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Now we know that the Bible also says, as I'm preaching this, that Jesus said, greater things will I do when he goes to the Father, if you have the faith to do them. See, like Paul, I declare this watchman of God has been positioned by Jesus Christ and empowered by the Holy Ghost. Empowering means that you can move spiritually, that you can move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I just read you some of the things that are gifts of the Spirit out of Matthew 10:1. To be able to cast out unclean spirits. We had a woman come to our annual convention and camp meeting that we combined with Victory Christian Center, and she was oppressed by an unholy spirit and had been this way for a long time and had many people pray over her, but yet the spirit was still there. And one of the reasons is that they don't have the anointing of God. They are moving in the anointing of men and not in the anointing of God. And we prayed for her, and later I had her call me and say it had been gone for a long time, and I was the first one that had prayed for her that she had ever seen herself delivered of the Spirit. But the thing that happened was that she had gotten back into the things that caused the Spirit in the first place, and the Spirit was again confronting her. So it's very important for you to understand that when you come to a Holy Ghost preacher and you get delivered or you get healed, don't blame it on the preacher. Don't blame it on the preacher's God if it comes back, if you go back into the things that caused it in the first place. See, all the signs of the times ministers are anointed by the Holy Ghost, not only to preach unto you the gospel of salvation, and also, and more importantly, in my opinion, the gospel of the coming kingdom of God, but Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, with power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Now, let me tell you, here are some folks that need to heat their fire hotter. I want to continue now in Matthew chapter 22, beginning with verse 23. That same day came to him the Sadducees, which say that there is no resurrection, and asked him, saying, Master, in verse 24, Moses said, if a man die, having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Verse 25, now there be with us 7 brethren, and the first, when he had married a wife, deceased, and having no issue, left his wife unto his brother. Likewise the second also, and the third, and unto the seventh. And verse 27, and the last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, verse 28, in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the 7? For they all had her. Now, Jesus was a little upset with these fellers because they didn't have their scripture correct. Verse 29, Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Now listen, there is so much error in the church today because they don't really know the scriptures, nor do they know the power of God. There is no power, it's just words, unless you have the anointing of the Holy Ghost to bring forth the awesome power of that word. Amen. It's true. Verse 30 here in Matthew 22. For in the resurrection, he answered them, this is the correct thing, Jesus is saying, not what you just said. That's the definition of men. That's the understanding of men. That's the twisting of the scriptures by men. That's not knowing truly what the scriptures say. Verse 30, for in the resurrection, they neither marry, nor are they given in marriage, but they are as the angels of God in heaven. That's the answer. There are so many religious people today who err and question Jesus. How do they question Jesus, you ask me? Well, I'll tell you how they question Jesus. They question Him by questioning His called and empowered servants, like myself and like the other Signs of the Times ministers. Servants who hear from God, who are anointed of God. Why do I say that? Because we see healing. We see deliverance. We see miracles. We are anointed of God to do the works that are going to defeat the enemy. Servants who preach the anointed truth, not from men, but from God. And do you understand that just like the Sadducees, they believe in their own man-made doctrines because they say that all the gifts died with the last apostle. How are you going to get anybody healed with that? You pray for their healing, but you don't believe they can be healed. That is wrong. That is bad doctrine. When I pray for someone, I don't just believe they're going to be healed. I know that God can heal them. But whether they receive that healing or not, it's not up to me. Whether the healing is given or not is not up to me. It's up to God. But my job is to know that God will heal them and pray for them that they'll get healed in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 10 now, and verses 7 and 8. As ye go, preach, saying, this is the commission to those who are anointed of God, to those who have the faith to go forth, knowing that God can and will heal. It says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and 8, as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Number one. That's our number one calling. And what do you hear from this watchman of God? You hear the gospel of the coming kingdom of God. All the others don't believe that it's time yet. They aren't preaching it yet, although more are than there used to be. And then the second thing, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you have received and freely give. How many today do you know that are doing that? Galatians in chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised Him, that's Jesus, from the dead. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is resurrection power. And verse 2, and all the brethren and all the Signs of the Times ministers that are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Now, all of us are with all the churches if they will hear the anointed preaching and teaching that we have to preach and give to them. And all the brethren were with him. That is awesome. All the brethren. Are you with us? Are you brethren? Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who, verse 4, gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. The world was evil then, but today evil has increased and is increasing rapidly. But the purpose of true ministry is to deliver from the evil of this present world according to not my will, not Brother Evans's will, not Brother Moore's will, not Brother Ralston's will, but the will of God and our Father. Verse 5. To whom be glory. Hallelujah. Give Him glory. If you're not giving Him glory, don't say that you got healed by Brother Johnson. No, 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 no. Brother Johnson doesn't heal anybody. Brother Evans doesn't heal anybody. No, 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 no. It's the God of Brother Johnson. It's the God of Brother Evans that brings healing and that delivers. Amen. I cannot deliver you. I cannot heal you. But my God can. Are you listening? To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Verse 6. And this is out of the Bible. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Another gospel. What did I say? Oh God, how many times must I preach this for those who hear it to get it? Are you listening? Are you listening? Listen to this. There is another gospel. It's being preached today in 90% of what's going on. It's a gospel that has nothing to do with the coming kingdom of God. There is another Jesus being preached today. There is those things happening. They are different from the gospel and the Jesus that Paul and I preach to you. Amen. They are different. They are different than the ministers of signs of the time preach to you. Because we preach to you the true gospel right out of the Word of God, not out of our doctrinal stance that comes from headquarters. Because our headquarters is in heavenly places with Jesus Christ, our Lord, and God the Father over all. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 7 out of Galatians 1. Which is not another, but there may be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. The gospel that we preach is not, Paul is saying, I don't preach another gospel. I'm telling you, I don't preach another gospel. I preach the gospel. I preach the gospel that Paul preached. Amen. I preach the gospel that comes right out of the King James Version. But today, there is more than ever a perversion, as Paul said, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. There is a perversion of the gospel of Christ today more than ever. Do you hear me? Verse 8, Galatians 1. Listen, this is powerful. We, Paul is saying, even me, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. You say, I don't understand that. And do you think I want to be accursed? Absolutely not. I want to preach the true gospel. Paul didn't want to be accursed. He wanted to give you the true gospel that would come against the curses. Deliverance from the diseases and all those things would happen. What do you say, Brother Johnson? You don't need deliverance from a disease. You need to be healed from a disease. You're wrong. You don't know the Scriptures. You err because disease, a lot of it, comes from evil. He said, let him be accursed. Verse 10. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? Or if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. He's saying here, you can't be the servant of Christ if what you want to be is a man pleaser. He doesn't persuade even God. Because God is his persuader. Amen. He just encourages us with a burning desire to preach the truth of his word. No one certainly can accuse me, this watchman of God, of being a man pleaser. No. Jesus himself, listen to me now. He was not a man pleaser. Only 12 stayed with him on a consistent basis. Multitudes came. Multitudes got fed. Multitudes got healed. Many, many got delivered. But they didn't stay once they got it. And that's the way it is today. A whole bunch of lepers got healed once, and only one came back to say, I was healed. I'm set free. The rest of them went on their merry way and did exactly what they always did. That's right. Probably went back to leprosy also. Amen. At the end of Jesus' ministry on this earth, as a man, when he hung upon the cross, who was with him? Where were those 12? Why weren't they there? I'll tell you why. Because they were afraid of losing their own skin. That's why. And you can't be afraid of that. Listen, preacher. Listen, teacher. Listen, Sunday school superintendent. Preach it. Teach it right. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Verse 11, Galatians 1. But I certify you, this is very interesting. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Verse 12, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Did you hear that? I did go to a seminary, but what I was taught there, I had to throw most of it out because it was another gospel. It was another Jesus. But when the revelation of Jesus Christ came, just like it came to Paul, he received it not of men, he wasn't taught of it by men, but he was taught of revelation of Jesus Christ. But back to verse 11, Paul said, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Paul said it, and he certified it. You see, there's a certification that comes upon the gospel. Jesus said, His credentials were not of men, but His credentials were the signs, wonders, and miracles that He did. Amen. Can't remember the exact scripture. Look it up. So Paul said, He certified it. I certify you, brethren. It means to make known, to become known and be recognized. It also means that word certify to gain knowledge. In the earlier Greek, it means to gain a knowledge of or to have a thorough knowledge of. And the only way that you're going to get a thorough knowledge of the Scriptures, it's on your knees, receiving from God, the anointing of God, the gifting of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, I leave with you the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, and He will teach you all things. Not by men, it'll come as revelation knowledge, not as knowledge of men. Amen. Hallelujah. So, the only way that anyone can claim the certification that Paul claimed here is by the anointing and the gifting and the revelation knowledge of God. Not by man, no. And not by man's knowledge, no. But through the Holy Spirit's teaching and revealing the truth in God's Word. And the things being taught that are worldly today are simply another Jesus, another gospel. Do not be fooled. Jesus said this, know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amen. This message, along with 200 more, are free downloads on the www.neaiga.org website. Just look for the downloads page. Please prayerfully consider sending a letter of blessing to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled LISLENY, 13797, USA. Thank you, my friends, and Maranatha.